Okay, Baruch Hashem, we are back being Kosle Beis HaMedrash. This is kind of like a Kosle Beis HaMedrash, the whole campus. We are back together, and Baruch Hashem, ready and psyched for a great zman together of learning. And as we said, this slot will be various halachic series. We'll start off with the a couple of shiurim related to Inyani Evan Ezer. Today and probably next week, we'll do Inyani Yichud, Negia, Kalisha, and Kisi Rosh Leisha, and other related issues. Anything else that that you might want to cheer on, you know, just let me know. Those are a couple of the topics. After that, we'll probably do some in Yeridea, but we'll see. And Bezrim tomorrow night also. We'll get back to the Sichas Chaims also. Will be tomorrow night. Okay, so let's start off with Hilchas Yichud, but really a couple of points relating to this whole area of halacha. The whole area of halacha. The Sefer HaChinuch counts as a separate lo sase, based on the Rambam, any type of inappropriate behavior, basically, between the genders is an issue, is a problem. Shelo lehisadein ba'achas mikol ha'arayos. One shouldn't, that's a great word, lehisadein, from the word eden, as in gan eden, right? One shouldn't have any pleasure from one of the arayos, in an inappropriate way. Ve'en krobos ve'eshes ish ve'nida ve'afilu belobia. Right, this is the Rambam's as well. We'll talk about this when we talk about Negia. Right, even without an actual ma'isabia, but anything that is related to that. Chibuk, nishuk, v'chaladoma le'elu, a hug, a kiss, any type of an affectionate touch, that we'll have to get back to. Le'elu apulos arosh ma'amikid bohen v'chulu. He talks about, not so good. And then he talks about, continues, and says, "Va'atav b'ni he's a herald zema'od. Be very careful, my son." What do you mean, my son? Remember, the Sefer Chinuch wrote the Sefer for his son to learn with his friends on Friday night. And that's the Sefer Chinuch. That's why it's a little lighter, we find. He wrote it for his son, obviously, but it's not light in that way. It's heavy. It's serious. But he writes often in the Sefer, "My son, be careful, v'yiftacha yitzurcha, and don't let your yetzer promise you, v'im elef aravim yitim lecha, even if he gives you 1,000 cosigners." Meaning, this is an area of halacha where we don't take chances. V'zesh atamotzei k'sas masim b'gemara marim sosrim divrei elu, and even though you might find some unusual stories in the Gemara about certain rabbis that take liberties in this area, read a Gemara in Ksubis that one of the Amoraim put the kawa on his shoulders and started dancing around. Klomar, afil mashasur zechonim levracha v'chulu, ein zestira chal dvarai. That's not a stira to my words. To b'makam mitzvah hu dafka shemikilin ksas makam mitzvah, and they were malachim. Can't bring any rise from any of the Amoraim. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, in areas of halacha, in terms of arayos type of issues, right, there's no flexibility in terms of I can handle it, or it's okay, or, you know, my Yetzahara is not so strong right now. No matter what age or stage of life, you know, this is an area of halacha. We don't look for extra chumras but we don't look for coolers. And you can't, you know, that's not acceptable to have any type of a flexibility. Again, he continues and says, the Amoraim, the Tanaim, they had baskols come out from Shamayim to give them kavod. You know, it's not, we're not talking about, you know, people who even lived in the past 2,000 years. So again, the Sefer HaChinuch says, and if you look in the last page of the Ritva on Kiddushin, it says the same thing. I don't think I gave it to you. But it says there, this is an area of halacha where we have to make sure that we focus. Just about 10 minutes ago, I met one of the other, there's more sheets, there are more sheets somewhere? Yeah. I met one of the other Rebbeim, and we were commiserating a little bit about the situation, and whatever, my kids were a little older than his, but I said, you know, leaving a bunch of kids at home, you know, with basically the open room, they all have to have Zooms. Zoom means internet. It's like, there used to be rules of like, you know, parents and guards, and you know, there's a certain amount of time you can be on the internet, but now, especially, you know, parents go to work, kids are at home all day with an open computer. And so the Rebbe said, you know, that's, you know, but yeah, no, you know, in certain areas, the kids are okay. So the Gemara says in Ksubis, Ein abu trabas la'arayas. right? One can never, there's never a guardian in the area of Arayos, meaning it's an area of life where no matter who one is, it's the strongest Yetzirah that man has, mankind, and specifically man, which we'll get to. And therefore, there's it requires a tremendous focus. This is all in the negative. Let me just add one point in the positive. All of these halachas aren't just as protection for the negative, but it's also to create the positive, to create that one unique relationship that man is supposed to have. And that's why there are halachas that are unique. You know, you ask the average non-Jew on the street, you know, what does it mean if you tap a woman who you don't know to ask for directions? It's meaningless. But we know that's just an example. We know touch could be magical. Passing the salt could be magical, right? And any little thing. Because the more you protect from outsiders, the more you make special what there is. There's no yichud except for a husband and a wife. There's no negiyah except for a husband and a wife. There's no... So it's not just protection, but it's creation. It's creation for the relationship that one hopefully will create at a certain time. I gave you the line from Ksubas and Apotropos L'Arayos, and more than maybe any other area of halacha. This is all just by way of introduction. We've quoted in the past the Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, you know, the six questions that were going to be asked that aren't really questions, they're statements. Rava says on the bottom, source number three, B'shoshem Achnitzan Adam L'din, when we're brought to judgment after 120, Omrim Lo. Doesn't say Sho'alim Lo. Omrim Lo. It's said to us, Nasata V'Natata Be'emuna, were you honest? Kavati Itim LaTorah, were you Koveya Itim? Asakta B'Piriya V'Rivya, Tzipisi L'Yeshua, all the questions. So on a drush level, there's a medrash. I think it's in Parshas Matos. There's a medrash that says, Kavati Itim LaTorah. Did you set aside time for Torah? But you could also understand it on a deeper level. Kavata, were you Koveya? Did you set the Itim to the Torah? Or did you set the Torah to the Itim? Did you set the Itim, your time, your life, your everything? Did you set that to the Torah? Did we fit everything in life? Did we fit that into the Torah? Because the Torah has to be the anchor. The Torah has to be what's set. And everything in life that fits into the Torah, you know, we can have. If there's some part of our life that doesn't fit into the Torah, then we have to discard it. Because we have to be koveya the Itim to the Torah, not chas v'shalom, the Torah to the Itim. Whatever part of Torah fits into my life, that I'll take. If it's a part of Torah that doesn't fit into my life, I'll have to do without that. The Itim are fixed. No, our Torah is fixed. We have to be koveya the Itim to the Torah, and especially in this area of halacha. Right? Some, I'm asked often, and again, it's not a difficult answer. Now, why is it that certain mitzvos or certain averas have had mazel? And certain haven't. You know, why is it that the average teenager in many of our worlds are makpid on certain mitzvos and averos and are not makpid about other mitzvos and averos? Again, we're not there to judge anybody, but we're just stating the reality. Ein apu chabas l'arayis is the strongest yetzahara. It's the strongest yetzahara that man has. So to wonder why Shomer Negiah hasn't had such mazel in certain circles while eating kosher has... Well, I could get a lot of kosher food, but I can't, you know, there's no parallel. So that's the Messias. But again, that's the, the area of halacha that we're going to focus on. But again, it's Kedusha. It's Kedusha, and again, it's not just the negative, but it's creating the positive and creating and allowing us to enjoy, you know, the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. This is just a background, a few sources relating to this area of life in general. Now let's get specifically to Yichud itself. I don't think I gave this year last year, but maybe 2 years ago I did also, just going through a wedding. It's also related. It's not Ebenezer, but that might be something that, you know, Mordechai, you're there, but that might be also, it's very worthwhile. So I usually sit down, if you're Masada Kedusha, you go through the whole wedding, but a lot of times people don't realize it, to go through every detail and minhag and the significance of a wedding. So that's a nice closure to after we do all of these sets of halachas. Maybe we'll have one shiur about going through a wedding start to finish to be able to appreciate the Kedusha that entails. Okay, Hilchas Yichud. What is the definition of yichud? Yichud, seclusion. Again, it happens to be that the world is very makpid on hilchas yichud nowadays. People don't want to get sued. People don't want to get emails about them. People are very makpid. You know, most offices have big glass windows, and you know, a lot of hilchas yichud's problems have been solved over the past number of years because people were accused of different things that they didn't do, and therefore, you know, offices have created it a little better. But what is the definition of yichud? So, there are a number of svarim out all about yichud. Rav Ribiat, who became famous for his Shabbos Sefer, I think, the four volumes. But before that, he had a Sefer on Yichud. There's a Sefer Torah on Yichud. There's a couple of Sarim, but again, it starts in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, as we will get to. The definition of Yichud, you have it in Torah on Yichud, in source number four. The presence of a man and a woman, not primary relatives, together, alone, in a place where they can't be seen, and they have no fear of being detected. Each one of those phrases is important in the halacha. Again, the presence of a man and a woman who are not primary relatives, together. What does together mean, right? What if you're in a baseball field, and one's in right field and one's at home plate? Is that yichud? They're alone. What if they're in a stadium together, but one's in the upper deck and one's on the floor? So together, alone, in a place where they can't be seen and where they don't have any concern or fear of being detected. Right? That's what you have in source number four in Hebrew. Sheinim sam yachad bekirvas makom. They're close. Krovim zelazeh. Right? If they're far away from each other, right, there's not going to be yichud. Shadam zar lo yachal liros as maseyim. Somebody, a stranger, cannot see what they're doing. Shem betuchim. They're confident and comfortable. This is going to be a crucial element. So much of hilchas yichud is logical. Out of all these areas of halacha, so much. If you think it's problematic, it probably is problematic. And if you don't think it's problematic, it probably isn't. Again, that's a general statement, but we'll get to the details. Shem betuchim shlo yavo adam l'shem shom be'emsa maseyim. They're not scared that anybody's going to come. They're not going to be detected. Where did this come from? So there really were three stages of history of Hilchas Yichud. Three stages. There's some Daraisa, and there's some Darabanan. Right, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, Evan Ezer Simin Chaf Beis. That's Hilchas Yichud. Simin Chaf Beis and Evan Ezer is Hilchas Yichud. Says the Shulchan Aruch. This is just the maskana, but then we'll get back to the history. Aser l'syachid im erva me'arayos. It's aser to be misyachid with one of the arayos. We'll have to see who one is allowed to have yichud with. Bein zakena, bein yalda, shadavar zegurim l'galos erva. Doesn't matter of the age. You know, yichud is aser. Chutz, except for the primary relatives, me'ha'im im binav, ha'av im bito, Fahambao im ishto nida. Right, those are the primary relatives that it's not a problem for, as we will get to. But let's just go for the background first, as the Aruch HaShulchan often does, and often is asked, Aruch HaShulchan, Mishnah Berurah, what do you learn? Well, it depends what you want. The Mishnah Berurah is more cut and dry halacha, but it's more well known, and he's the Mara Da'asra, and he's the one that many follow. The Aruch HaShulchan gives all the background. The Gemaras and the Rishonim, and he also is on Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. So if you want to get background, and even Lamaisa, so that's why the Aruch HaShulchan here on Ebn Ezer, he quotes the background. So again, there is some Yichud that's included in the Pasuk, as we saw before, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, Kishi'ira Maisa Amnon V'Tamar, Rachman al-Islam, when the tragic story of Amnon and Tamar, David's son and daughter, and Amnon raped Tamar, he pretended he was sick. Tragic story, right? That's the example in Pirkei Avos that's given for Ahava Hatluya Bedavar. Right? Ahava that's tali on something, Batla Hadavar, Batla Ahava. Right? After he filled himself and then he hated her. So Gazar David Obeis Dino, David HaMelech, already after that, made a Gzera of Yichud. David HaMelech. Gazar David Obeis Dino, Al Isser Yichud in Pnuya. Af Kshik Tana, Shein Laveses, Adayin, Vyesh Laveses, Vari Erva, Mevnei Nidasa, V'chulu. Al bishayin erva bechal yichud arayasi. V'lav de kodem lazeh who mutter yichud gamer, the efshar lomar kain. Not to say, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that before all the levels and the gzeiros of yichud, made by the rabbanan beforehand, it was totally mutter and a great idea. Sometimes things are not a good idea, but it wasn't technically usher yet. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying certain things are usher. Rav Schachter likes to point out, Chayr Mabinu Gershom includes, no, don't open your friend's mail. But before he came along, no problem, open your friend's mail, enjoy. He came along, it was Bechadesh, oh! You know, don't open your friend's mail. I would never have thought that. No, of course, don't open your friend's mail. He was already going to give us that beforehand. What is Chayr Mabinu Gershom? He put a curse on you. Chayrim means you have a chayrim, that if you don't do tshuva, you should drop dead. Right, the chayim is on your head, so it just makes it more serious, right? But some things were usher even before they were usher. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, "V'lav the kodem was a mutter yichud gamer." The efshar lomar kein. The pshita is a karav lava the day avera. It's pshita that certain yichud situations were usher even before they were technically became usher. The afila b'mecholos asurim lachu yachad. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Bachurim v'kam besulos akenim im na'arim." That's a diik the poskim have. We say it every morning in the Halukas, right? Bachurim begam besulos zakenim im na'arim. It's not bachurim im besulos, right? It's not because there's already loksi bachurim im besulos. To leilach yachad b'machot, to go in a vineyard, you know, could be an iser gomer. V'chem b'sof shoftim v'chulu, and he discusses it. Okay, there were different stages. You can look at the end of the Maseches Kiddushin, the Mishnah there, and the Gemara talks about the different stages. But the iser is intact. This is for the man and for the woman equally. It's not that there's one or the other. They both violate. When there's a situation of yichud, both are equally in violation for the man and for the woman. What is the minimum age? What is the minimum age of yichud? The poskim say girl age, a boy age 9 and a girl age 3. That's the minimum. We'll have to talk about different situations. We'll talk about all of them, hopefully. First, we're going to do the Yesodos, and then at the end, we'll get to all the Lamaisa situations. Those are the situations. So let's say there is a babysitting situation. A babysitting situation, a 14-year-old boy and a 8-year-old girl. That's a Yichud situation. But it's only 8 years old! Right? Various halachas depend on different things. We'll talk about Kalisha. What's the age for Kalisha? What's the age for Nagia? What's the age? Different things. But here, the age is young. Again, there's no problems with siblings, brothers and sisters. There's no problem with mothers. There's no problem with brothers and sisters. There's no problem with sons and mothers, with daughters and fathers, or grand, right? As long as it's straight up. Grandmother and grandson, all of that. As long as it's a straight up relationship, it is not a problem. There is a special halacha. There's one case of yichud that is mutter, even though it's gili arayas, or at least erva. We discussed this a little bit 2 years ago in Maseches Gittin, and that is isha nida. Isha nida is an erva, it's an iser kares, but there's a heter of yichud. Right, that's the only one. There's a heter of yichud for an isha nida. One of the minim, one of the heretics even asked Rav Kahana, how does God allow that? There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, source number 7. Suga bashoshanim, a hedge of roses. Shafilu kesuga shal shoshanim lo yifsu b'hem pratzos. Even a hedge of roses, they won't trample on. The Gemara gives a following mashal, as we'll see. Da'amar le'ahu mina l'Rav Kahana, a certain heretic asked Rav Kahana, Amrisa nida shari li'chude b'adi gavra. You say that a nida, a woman who's a nida, can have seclusion and be misyachah with her husband. Efshar eish bin ha'oris ve'enem avheves? Come on. Who are you kidding? Who are you kidding, Rabbi? What happens behind closed doors? For 2 weeks out of the month? Or daraisa, for 7 days out of the month? You know, they're not going to do anything. Behind closed doors, nobody's watching. Omar lei, Rav Kahana answers, ha'torah he'ida aleinu, suga bashoshan. The Torah says, meaning the pasuk says, "Suka b'shoshanim, a hedge of roses." I feel the suka b'shoshanim lo yivsu ben pratzos. That's the mashal given that even if there's a drop of blood, which looks like red, and a hedge of roses, the husband's not going to trample. Husband's not going to trample. Something's halacha. Something's halacha. And this is an area of life that many are very makbid on, even though it's so private and challenging. But you know, that's what he answered to the min. Different svar is given. Something called pas besalo. He knows it's going to be mutter in a week. So that's why it's allowed. But either way, Hilchas Nida has a heter of Yichud, but that's why there are more limitations on Nida than any other relationship to counter that. You learn about this before you get married. All the harchakos, all the halachas of distancing between a husband and a wife when the woman is a Nida, more than anybody else. Right? A man could hand a woman something without touching her, anybody in the world. But he cannot hand his wife something when she's a Nida, even without touching her. Right? There are harchakos to balance the heter of Yichud. An elaborate system of reminders are created by Chazal in order to balance the heter of Yichud, but that's the heter. And when Chai Yisrael knows something is usher, you know, generally, we hope to follow it. And it's interesting. If you think about, let's say somebody's on a diet, and they don't want the ice cream. Man, they do want the ice cream, but they really don't want the ice cream. It's hard. Anybody here ever been in that situation? You know, you want to lose, but you just, it's hard. What if you're fleshik? Is it hard? It's not hard if you're fleshik. Because you're fleshik. So you might say, okay, but in 6 hours, it's going to be mutter. But still, it's like totally out of your it's fleshik. You're fleshik. You're not going to try. Because once there's halacha, there's a reality for a Jew. So that's here, Sukkah b'Shoshanim. So need is not a question because of that halacha. The yichud situations come up all the time in all areas, in houses, in cars, in offices, babysitting, help in the house. Somebody has cleaning of that. Jew or non-Jew, no difference. Same halachas for yichud, for Jew and non-Jew, and therefore we have to learn the rules. Any amount of yichud is a problem. Well, let's say somebody says, well, I'm only going to have yichud for 30 seconds. If it is a yichud situation, then it's usur even 30 seconds. We'll talk about cases that are not like that some of you might be thinking of. Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes in a tshuva, in source number 10, Avol mikol makom nir lani yastaiti, dekol sha yichud hu bimakom, sheim ken yucholun l'shaos sham kishir toma. If it's a yichud situation, az ika mamish isur yichud da'araisa, al kol rega v'rega, sheim shom yachad. Then every moment that they're in there, even if they both have plans to go out of the yichud situation in 19 seconds, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, if it is a yichud situation inherently, and we didn't get to any of the details and the rules yet, this is all still background, kind of, an introduction. It's still a problem. Gam lefnesha show kashir tuma. Even if they didn't wait the shear of, you know, what would be needed. V'labish yiratal yamilsa. V'lachain. Afim nimlechu be'emsa, even if they decide in the middle. Viniz pazru, and they separate. Lefnesha show kashir tuma. What do they have to do tshuva for? They have to do tshuva for yichud. They don't say, oh, no, that nothing happened, so it's okay, we're out. No. There was an isser yichud violated in that situation. V'tzrichim kapara. V'kol shekein. Shem rak b'derech mikra nichnasu l'sham anashim. Especially if people happen to walk in, but you didn't realize that they were going to walk in, and it was yichud before that, it's going to be a problem. The b'yagavnei shladunim ka'avru mamash l'isser yichud says... Rav Shlomo Zalman. If it is a situation, we'll get back to this later. If it's a situation where it's mamela not going to be yichud in 30 seconds, so that's not what we're talking about. We'll get to elevators. Right? An elevator is not a yichud situation because it could open at any moment. And even if it doesn't open, you know, so then, I mean, if I'm, I don't know, in a skyscraper and I know there's a 3-minute elevator and nobody's coming in and nobody's going out, so, you know, so that's different. But a regular elevator situation, you know, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a case of real yichud and I'm planning to go out in 30 seconds. No, that's a problem. So that's, again, any amount of time. And again, just the last source to mention, and then we'll get into some of the rules. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Lefichach, Roy Lala Adam Lakuf Yisro, 11, source 11. The Davar Zeh, a person should help channel and focus his Yetzer in this area. Ula Hargil Atzmo, Bekedusha Yisera, Uba Machshava, Natahora, Uba Das Nachona. To live a pure life. Kedei Lehinatzel Mehen. V'yizar Min Ayichud. The Rambam ends off. And be very careful. It's so logical. Just don't be left alone. Don't be left alone with it. You know, nowadays we have another Isser Yichud. Rabbi Willig likes to say, there's an Isser Yichud with the internet. Different type of an Isser Yichud. Same idea though. Same idea, though, right? Families should have their computers in a public place, right? Because it's no, it's the same idea. V'yizar min ha'yichud shehu agorim agadol. That's the cause of so many problems. G'dolei chachamim ha'yom lo talmideim yizaru bi b'bnei biti yizaru bi b'bnei kalasi d'lama lo talmideim shlo yizbaishu midavar zev yisrachku min ha'yichud. Right, they should be misrachik from Yichud. But again, to say the positive, Yichud with nobody means because there's only Yichud with one person. And it's fascinating, those of you who learn Maseches Kiddushin, I think one of the high schools learned Maseches Kiddushin last year, I don't remember. Right, Heichal learned it, and I didn't get to Cleveland. But the Rambam Shita, as we know, how do you get married? What's Nisuin according to the Rambam? Yichud Roi Labia. The Rambam says the first Yichud that you are going to should have in life is marriage. It is marriage. It's not just what you're allowed after marriage. Right? Kiddushin, we know exactly what Kiddushin is. Kesef Shtar Bia. What's Nisuin? Seven different Shitas in the Rishonim. Very unclear. But the Rambam Shita is Yichud Roi Labia. So Yichud is an abuse when it's used incorrectly, but when it's used correctly, it is marriage. Because that's husband and wife. Husband and wife living together in private, locking the door, that's the ultimate. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create, the Yichud HaRo'i, Yichud HaRo'i Labia, that's the Rambam Shita. Okay, so let's start. I gave you a scary story also from Rav Elia Lapian, from the wife and the daughter of the Nesivis. You can read that after, but 13. But let's now get into some of the principles. Some of the principles of the halachos of Yichud. So again, as we learned the definition before, so now let's get into rules. There's a halacha called spousal support. Spousal support. That means there are certain heterim in certain cases, or I should say spousal protection. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Pei Aleph, Amar Rabba, 14, Ba'ala Ba'ir in Choshem Mishum Yichud. If the wife's husband is in town, there is no Yichud problem. Even if the plumber comes over and he's fixing under the sink and the door is closed, there is no problem of Yichud if her husband is in the city. So what does that mean? And what does that mean, Lamaisa? Ba'ala Ba'ir. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. What exactly does it mean, Ba'ala Ba'ir? Says Rashi, Ba'ala Ba'ir in Choshla Misham Yichud, Demistafi mi Ba'al Hashta Asi. Because she thinks, any moment, my husband might walk in. Rashi lived pre-cell phones. Rashi lived any moment. My husband's in town. He can walk in any moment. I'm not going to try anything because my husband can walk in any second. That's Rashi. If you look in the Rambam, different shot. Eishes ish. Shoyse bala ba'ir. Eina chosheshes liyichud. Mipnei she'emas baila aleha. The awe of her husband is upon her. Doesn't Dafka say that the husband might walk in? His presence is felt when he's in the city. She feels she wouldn't act in a certain way because he's around. Not that he might walk in, but he's around. And if he's around, you know, that itself will be protection. There are many nafkaminas. We generally try to be machmir for both shitas. There are many nafkaminas. What if he's in the city, but she knows Vadai, he's not coming in at any moment. She just spoke to him on a landline, and he's on the other side of town. You know what a landline is? Connected to the wall. Right? Right? So, you don't have to have the one that goes around with the circles. But anyway, what if he knows? What if he's in jail? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. We'll get to that in a second. Right, what if she knows? That's one nafkamina. According to Rashi, there would not be a heter. She's not worried. He's going to come in at any moment. According to the Rambam, he's still in town. Maybe Emas Baila Aleha. Right, what happens if the husband does not know where the wife is? Right, so she's in town, he's in town, but It's not that he's going to walk in. She has no idea. He has no idea where she is. What if the husband doesn't mind that she has yichud? The opposite of a sota. No problem. I trust my wife. I trust my wife. She's very loyal. In apuchapas larais. But big Shiloh, what's considered the same town? What's called Be'ir? What's called Be'ir? The same Erev? Same Erev? There are some large communities in various places where you are all from. Right? You can walk an hour and still be in the same Erev. Right? What do you consider? Right? The Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham, discusses Petach Tikva, Ramat Gan, Tel Aviv. They're all like right next to each other. Like, do you go by legal, you know, zip code? Right? Do you go by, you know, is it contiguous? He quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman in the middle. Rav Shlomo Zalman told me that Chazal did not differentiate between a small and large city. Therefore, even if she knows that her husband had traveled to the other side of a large city, such as London or New York, Yichud would be permitted. He also noted that today, Tel Aviv, Ramat Gan, Petach Tikva are all considered as parts of one city, since they are adjacent to and merge into each other, and one may walk on Shabbos from one to the other. Shevet Alevi, again, this is a big discussion. Again, we try to be machmir in this regard, and only if there's a real situation where the wife would be concerned. If you look at the next page, I gave you the tshuva, right? Rav Moshe, two tshuvas over Rav Moshe. He's in town, but she knows that he's not coming. He's in jail. He's locked up. Maybe illegally. Right, Rav Moshe had many situations, you know, of people when he was in Russia, of people in taken to jail illegally. Right, there is an issur of yichud. What's Rashi? Rashi, she's nervous. She's nervous. Umitam Zeh, line 6. Shem Medina Zoo, New York. Kishabala hu ba'ir, aval yoduahu. Shalach l'kseir, shemei abayis, and makom shahalach l'sham hu erach shah. Takes an hour. Takes an hour each way. V'chazar hu shah. V'chazar l'shah sham, and he's there for work. You can't rely on this heter of ba'ala ba'ir. Ibu b'zman shein tzorach lava l'sham, kom ba'layla. Kosh gevelo sha'ovdim eis l'cherim. If you're an employee, not an employer, you're not on your own time. You're not leaving. The shoim sham shmona shows. You do a full day of work. If he works by himself, and again, lemaisa. If she's nervous, he might come in. Then there's no iser yichud. If she's not nervous, then there is. It wouldn't apply. And he talks about the next tshuva also. If he gives her rishus, but that is all bala ba'ir. What about the opposite? Is there a heter of ishto ba'ir? There's no such thing of ishto ba'ir. What is there? Ishto imo. This is the first halakha that we have a difference between a man and a woman because man needs more guards. A man's yetzahara in this area is stronger. He needs more limitations. It's just the way Hashem created us. Man is more prone to fall in this area. So ishto be'ir is not good enough. Only ishto imo. Ishto imo, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif, Simchav Gimel, there in source 20. Kol isha asher l'zyachid imo. You might say ishto imo, or is it mutu l'zyachid? Meaning if the wife is in the house, you have a sleepover guest, you could have a sleepover guest man in the house, you could have a sleepover woman in the house if the husband and wife are together. You can have a girl over for Shabbos, as long as the husband and wife are both home. If the husband's at home and there's a, you know, somebody wants to come over, you know, problem. But if the wife is there, then it is mutter lehis yachid. If the wife is there, yeah, there was a hand up. You got it. Again, this comes up. I remember I had a shiloh a number of years ago about a husband who travels. Oh, in the days that we used to travel. But the husband travels and, you know, there was going to be a, you know, and this woman had two daughters living at home and his brother was visiting. So her brother-in-law, not related. So there was it'll work out, exactly. Does it help that there's two girls, what about three girls, but they're all family? Does that help? So again, it's Shilas come up. Shilas come up all the time. But this is Baila Be'ir and Ishto Imo. Should we start the next one? We have. Okay, yeah. One more halacha for today, and then we'll finish up next week. Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus Harabim. Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus Harabim. The Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, source 22, Pesach Shepischo Pasuach L'Rishus Harabim Eichshash L'Ishyachet Yishomim Erva. If you have a door that's open to the street, then there's no problem of Yichud. Right? Like right here. We're here. Imagine all these windows were covered up. And the only thing that was open was this doorway. Mutter, there's no Yichud. Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus Harabim. What exactly does that mean, though? What does Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus Harabim mean? Major machlokas. Does it mean mamish open? Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus Harabim? What if it's unlocked? Is that good enough? That's a big question. Right? So it comes up. Let's say somebody goes on a date. And then they just want to hang out with their, whatever, they're engaged, they want to hang out with their fiance, whatever. And you know, you've had enough of going to restaurants. You just want to go sit on the couch and talk. Nobody's home. You have to leave the door open? Or could it just be closed but unlocked? Major machlokas. Nachlagu aposkim, source 23. The heter shal pezah pasuch l'rishus harabim. Imhu dafka kshadelas psucha legamrei. Is it mamish open? O gam kshadelas segura ve'ena menu'ula b'manol. Where it's not locked. Maybe there's still no yichud there, because if it's not locked, somebody could walk in. Given she Adam Zar, Yachal of Tocha the Delos, the Ikan is Prima. Ula Lacha Yish Lahatir, Afilu Biskur, Kaloshe in an Ula. And he says, Me'ikar Adin, one could rely on the more Mako, more Mako Shita. But related to this is, well, it's closed but unlocked. You think anybody's going to come in? That's the real Shiloh. That's the real Shiloh. If the whole heter of being unlocked is because people might walk in at any time, so then it's fine. Then it could be unlocked. If you have no idea, let's say you go, the boyfriend, the fiancé goes in and is sitting on the couch. If he has no idea when her parents are coming home, and they come home at any minute, then no problem. Right? If there is a babysitter, and the parents, the couple, went to a wedding, and they said, they said at a certain time. So if they could walk in at any moment, then there's no problem. It could be closed but unlocked. Right? So the heter is, again, based on Lamaisa, what people feel. The Tzitz Eliezer says, even if it's locked, it's considered okay if someone outside has a key to make it unlocked. That's something else. That's Tzitz Eliezer in Chaf Gimel Ches. Did I give you that one? Maybe I didn't give you that one. But he quotes, even if somebody else has the key. Rav Moshe has a big kula. Rav Moshe has a big kula where he says, well, nowadays, let's say somebody knocks on the door and there's a delay in saying, who is it? That also is something strange and fishy. And Rav Moshe says, even in that situation, look in source 26. B'pesach pasuach l'rishus harabim, k'far biyarti, dafilu ne'ula ha'delas. Even if it's locked, k'derek kol d'losos, like all doors locked when you go in. Sh'derek kuli alma b'krachim l'n'ol b'bifnim, mitzad shmira. People don't leave their doors unlocked. Kivan sh'derek kuli alma, k'sheshome mishenokiv al ha'delas. When they hear somebody knocking on the door, o mitzaltzel, or rings the bell. Then they open the door. And if it takes a little time delay, that itself would be embarrassing. And that itself might give it away. If people are nervous about that, then also that would be mutter. And that would be enough to be considered Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus Harabim. Again, that's a big heter. Are they really Ribiat wonders? Is the people really Mirsas in this case? Are they really nervous about it? But again, one has to use their heads. You know, if somebody is... even if the door is unlocked, You have to know. Are you really nervous that people would come in? And if you're not nervous, then open the door. Open the door. Because opening the door, anybody could come in. There could be somebody collecting staka that could come to the door at any moment. So if the door is open, it's mutter. But unlocked is the big shaila. Yeah.
For the hetter of the tzitzelias, it would be similar that like the person thing has to be by here.
It has to be someone who might walk in at any moment. Yeah. The door that people would come in from the public. You know, back door. I mean, if you use your back door as people coming in, so then it would be okay. Yeah.
What about like a very old woman, like 90 years old?
Age doesn't matter. If there's a tzara gadol in certain situations and we can treat her as a cholasha in bosakana, then maybe there's something to talk about. But let's say there's the help in the house, to give help in the house. There are certain at there. Yeah.
Well, what about doors like glass?
Glass?
Yeah.
Glass is no problem. See through. See through is fine.
What if it's
one-way glass is not good. If it's able to see through from the outside, then it's okay. Yeah. It's all logic. It's all basically logical. We just have higher standards when it comes to a man than a woman because a man is more prone to fall in this area. But again, a lot of Hilchos Yichud is based on logic, based on that. Is there a concern? Yeah.
What if people don't really walk in here with the door anyway? If you have like a lawn in front, you don't really expect anyone to
come. I'm saying, so if you have a lawn in front and you'll be able to see people from far away before they come to you, then it could be a problem. But I'd say, there are people who come collecting staka that would come up and knock on the door. Yeah.
If the door is glass, but you can go into a different room, doesn't
you shouldn't, yeah, right. Because then that's, unless people could come in and you wouldn't even hear them coming in, yeah, you should be in the room that the door opens to, or at least close to it. It could be like a foyer and then the living room.
Not
yes.
Considered the Yifut situation, if there are more rooms, but you're not in, if you're in front of the door.
If you're in front of the door, understand?
You could technically move to another room.
It's not yichud. It's not yichud if you're not in the yichud situation. Right? Yeah.
Driving.
We're going to get to driving. We're going to drive next week. So again, we have to get to driving and medical offices and step siblings and adopted. Are there any heterim we'll talk about? And elevators and other areas, issues that come up. Okay, we'll stop here. So bring the sheets back next week. If not, you could give them to me and I'll give them back to you, but hold on to the sheets.